Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, June 30th. Tesla wants to move ahead with the construction of the buildings at Gigafactory Berlin without the final approval for the project. Tesla is planning to start production at the new factory in July of 2021, and it has to stick to a strict timeline. According to a translation from a German publication called Postdamer, quote, "So far, Tesla has already cleared 90 hectares of pine forest on the 300-hectare site with the green light of the Brandenburg authorities and has leveled the ground for construction site at its own risk." And that means, to date, the government has approved three steps of the project, including the foundation work, but Tesla is reportedly proceeding at its own risk until the entire project is approved. Tesla's stock price is pushing to new all-time highs today, as the second quarter is looking better than expected. Earlier this month, Tesla's stock price pushed to over $1,000 per share for the first time, and it became the world's most valuable automaker, beating out Toyota for the first time. The stock pulled back over the last few weeks, but now Tesla's stock has surged back up to an all-time price of $1,085 per share. The new high puts Tesla ahead of Toyota again as the most valuable automaker in the world, with a market capitalization of $200 billion. Analysts are updating their prediction, and shareholders are eyeing the possibility that Tesla could enter the S&P 500. At the moment, Tesla's stock price is trading at $1,077.79. A police chief who pushed to electrify his department's patrol car with Tesla Model 3 vehicles now says that the EVs might pay for themselves in less than 2 years. Last year, we reported on the Bargersville, Indiana Police Department updating their fleet with Tesla Model 3 vehicles, and the Model 3s had replaced the Dodge Charger. After having the vehicles for a few months, the Bargersville Police Chief, Todd Burtman, now believes that the return on investment can happen in as fast as 19 months. He wrote on Twitter yesterday, quote, "I think the break-even point will be more like 19 months rather than the 24 we had planned before." 3 weeks after introducing the RAV4 Prime plug-in hybrid in Japan, Toyota suspended orders in its home market and cut production for the United States to just 5,000 vehicles. The company cited unexpected high levels of consumer interest and a constraint in battery supply. The Toyota RAV4 Prime received an enthusiastic response when it was unveiled at last year's Los Angeles Auto Show. Even more anticipation was created when the RAV4 Prime was priced to sell, starting at $38,100. Despite these marketing efforts, Toyota was either caught unprepared for the positive reception, or maybe they're simply not interested in selling that many. TorqueNews.com reported this week that the 5,000 RAV4 Prime vehicles will only be distributed in 2020 to dealerships in the states following the California zero-emission vehicle rules. Ford is updating the Mustang Mach-E specs, more specifically horsepower and torque, as it gets closer to production. Ron Heiser, Mustang Mach-E chief program engineer, commented, quote, "We remain dedicated to delivering on the promise of the Mustang name. The better-than-estimated performance figure shows that our team is squeezing every last bit of performance out of this vehicle, so that it not only delivers Mustang style, but Mustang soul as well. The improvements listed are between 8 to 14 horsepower increase among the lineup and 11 more pound-feet of torque across the entire lineup as well." Today, Ford is also announcing that it is opening the order book for the Mustang Mach-E in the United States. This means that reservation holders can now change their reservations into orders, and new buyers can place orders with dealerships. Proceed with caution, though. The final price needs to be agreed upon by the local dealer and the customer, and we recently reported that some early buyers are being quoted markups of as much as $15,000 additional dollars from the dealership. Hyundai is launching its first electric minibus, equipped with a 128-kilowatt-hour battery pack for economical short trips. What they're calling the County Electric, quote, is equipped with a high-efficiency and high-power 128-kilowatt-hour lithium-ion polymer battery that provides a range of 250 kilometers on a full charge. Hyundai Motor will offer the bus in a configuration with 15 to 33 seats. Now, the vehicle is first going to be deployed in Korea, where it is going to be electrifying some shorter bus routes. Lucid Motors has released the results of an aerodynamic testing for their upcoming Air electric sedan, and it shows impressive results with a 0.21 drag coefficient, which they claim is the world's most aero-efficient luxury car. For comparison, the Tesla Model 3 has a drag coefficient of 0.23, and that's according to Tesla. Lucid focuses on the advantages to reduce the air intake system with what they're calling a vortex-generating air intake system behind the front bumper. Now, this will better distribute air to cool the components that need it. Lucid was going to reveal their full production car earlier this year. However, it was pushed back to COVID-19 concerns into September 9th. EV Passport is an upcoming app that promises $39 a month for unlimited charging on major EV charge networks. The included networks are Electrify America, EVgo, ChargePoint, Hubject, and GreenLots, and some other smaller regional networks across the West Coast. The app plans to launch in a few weeks from now, but is taking a wait list for signups at the moment. The app will start with the support for the iPhone and DC fast charging in the US, and initial support for 2,500 DC chargers. It will expand to Android later on in the year, along with European support, including Ionity, and if all goes well, it plans to add Level 2 AC charging support next year. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, McDonald's United Kingdom announced yesterday that it will install rapid charging points for electric vehicles at its restaurants with drive-thrus. McDonald's will be working with EV charging network called Instavolt. U.S. House Democrats proposed a plan today to bring the U.S. economy to net zero by 2050. The Washington Post reports, quote, "The proposal would mandate electric vehicles be net zero emitters of greenhouse gases by the year 2040, and automakers produce only electric cars by 2035. The 538-page plan also backs placing a price on carbon emissions, imposing tougher methane limits, and boosting energy efficiency in buildings. Now, the proposal must still pass the Senate and also President Donald Trump before it becomes law. According to researchers at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, the assumed lifespan of solar projects now averages 32.5 years, which is up from 21.5 back in 2007. Further, the costs have been slashed by half. Green Tech Media explains, quote, "At the same time, the industry has managed to slash the cost to operate projects by half, with levelized lifetime operational expenditures falling from an average of $35 per kilowatt per year for projects built in 2007 to $17 per kilowatt year for projects built in 2019. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, a new electric motorcycle hits the scene, a strangely designed Punch Moto from Punch Motorcycles. The rider sits on a white and navy colored horizontal pipe, and a fire engine red motor box is underneath the rider. In between the rider's knees, there rests two vertical batteries covered by white fairings that match the front seat pipe. The motor puts out a peak of 25 kilowatts to propel the vehicle to a top speed of 120 kilometers per hour or 75 miles per hour. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.